The Supreme Court of the United States of America comprises one Chief Justice and eight Associate Justices. They meet in the Supreme Court building, built in 1935 in the Greco-Roman style, at 1 First Street in Washington, D.C. The words equal justice under law are carved into the marble above the entrance. Other notable details include decorative turtles that encircle the base of exterior lamp poles. The turtles are symbols of the deliberative, some would say slow, pace of justice. The Supreme Court acts as a check on the power of the executive and legislative branches of U.S. government. It considers cases, around 80 per term, that have far-reaching implications beyond the two sides involved in the dispute. It is apolitical, and while it has no power to enforce its decisions, they can shape policy as profoundly as any law passed by Congress. Supreme Court hearings are open to the public. Each side has 30 minutes to present its case orally, during which time the justices, in long black robes, ask questions and debate with one another. After the hearing, the justices discuss the case in private. Because there are 9 of them, one side always wins. There is rarely total agreement, given that these are cases in which lower courts have often reached conflicting decisions. With their final judgment, which must be handed down within the term, the court releases explanations for each side. There has been a lot of attention on the court recently because of the way justices are replaced. Each has lifetime tenure, meaning they remain on the court until they resign, retire, die, or are removed from office due to bad behavior. Should a vacancy occur, the president, with the consent of the Senate, appoints a new justice. This is controversial, given the obvious interest of the president in keeping the court on his side. In the 1930s, President Franklin D. Roosevelt got angry with the court when they kept voting against his New Deal. Calling them 9 old men, he tried to pack the court with his own people, upon which threat the justices became more conciliatory. Incidentally, only 5 women have ever served as justices, 3 currently. From the 1940s to the 1980s, the Supreme Court tended to be more liberal than politics itself. In the civil rights movement, the court led the way. In a famous 1954 case, the justices ruled that racial segregation in public places was unconstitutional, although it took many years for school districts to desegregate. As Thurgood Marshall, the court's first African-American justice and proponent of civil rights, said, "You do what you think is right and let the law catch up." In 1973, a landmark ruling was made in a case called Roe v. Wade. The court ruled that the U.S. Constitution protects a pregnant woman's liberty to choose to have an abortion without excessive government restriction. Since then, however, political affiliations have come into play. By 2009, the ideological distance between the Democratic and Republican parties had widened, with the latter becoming much more right-wing. Justices appointed by recent Republican presidents reflected the reversal of the party's policy from a pro-abortion or pro-choice to an anti-abortion or pro-life standpoint to appeal to their large evangelical Christian voter base. Currently, 6 of the 9 Supreme Court justices are Republican appointees, placing the future of rulings now associated with Democrat ideology in doubt. Led by Chief Justice John Roberts, however, the Supreme Court has so far defended its role as an apolitical institution committed only to a judicial defense of the U.S. Constitution.